Broadcasting live from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, I'm Steve Garner. Welcome to the show. The parade is taking place now. Miss Cloverdale Citrus is there on the float. And this is quite a production as the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, the first fair of the year here in the state of California since 1892. Cloverdale used to be quite a citrus growing production area. That's moved, of course, south, but the fair continues and we're proud to be a part of it every single year. Co-hosting this morning is the Sonoma County wine guy, Tom Simoneau.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, of course, your role as one of the 65 judges in America's largest wine competition, the San Francisco Wine Competition. Thanks for sitting in with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Which the Thanks judging took place at Cloverdale a few weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it took place the second week in January. 65 judges from around the country tasting 6,800 wines. And I'll tell you, when you put three judges in a room, taste 140 wines over 4 days, and you can come out with the eight winners or so that we have, they should send us to Washington.
A little bit later in the show, we'll be tasting some of those sweepstakes award-winning wines. Every year for the past 20-plus years, I journey to San Francisco in January to attend the Fancy Food Show. It's the specialty food show with over 1,200 exhibitors, thousands and thousands of products available, many of them not available at retail yet or even haven't been released. They're kind of testing the waters. And every year I kind of look for interesting citrus products to feature at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair. And every year John Ash and I come up with one or two that really intrigue us. This year, the most interesting, or certainly one of the most interesting and delicious products I discovered was a preserved Meyer lemon paste. Now, preserved Meyer lemons are pretty common. A lot of people market these on the internet. But try finding a Meyer lemon paste. You're probably not going to be able to find this product. I tasted these and was so intrigued and delighted by them. I said, I've got to find out more. I've got to get some samples. And I'd love to talk to the owner and founder of the company. I tracked her down. Her name is Carla DeLuca, and we arranged to chat with her today. The only problem is that Carla lives in Sydney, Australia. But she said, oh, I'll get up at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning and chat with you in Santa Rosa about my lemon paste. So without further ado, good morning, Carla. Well, that was a great introduction, but nothing happened. Carla.
Steve, good morning.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing well.
Good,
and yourself?
How are you?
We're doing great. We're sitting here in Cloverdale, and it's not raining. What is the weather like in Sydney, Australia this morning?
It is warm, quite balmy and humid, and the sun is not even up yet. It is Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Would you tell us how you developed and came to start producing if and when preserved Meyer lemon paste?
Well, first, thank you very much for inviting us onto your show today. It's wonderful to be a part of it and wonderful to be a part of the fair in Cloverdale, and we appreciate that. My business partner, Nick Sansone, and I began If and When as a love letter to Meyer Lemons and Northern California. We feel we are so blessed that we have such an abundance of Meyer Lemons in California, and we wanted an opportunity to support local farmers and to give cooks all over the United States an opportunity to cook with and taste and get a feel for what a preserved lemon is like from California, because we believe they're like nowhere else in the world.
And your partner in this venture lives and works in Sonoma County.
He does. He's lived in Sonoma for a long time. Nick is a winemaker at Thomas George Estates in Healdsburg and lives in Glen Ellen and has been a part of the wine community in Sonoma for over 10 years.
So this lemon paste idea, run us through how this is made.
We cure Meyer lemons, and we're using the entire lemon. No part of the lemon is wasted. We are sourcing organic Meyer lemons from family-owned farms on the Central Coast and curing them in salt and spices, very similar perhaps to the way you would make wine. We're making them in 55-gallon drums, and we're curing the lemons for a very long time. And because, as I said, my business partner is a winemaker, we cure the lemons until they are ready. It's our nose and our palate that tells us when the lemons are ready to be blended into a paste, and it's quite a long process, requires a lot of patience, and we don't rush nature. We let them take as long as they need until we get the right flavor and the right texture and the aromas that we're looking for.
So it's very, the ingredients are very simple. It's Meyer lemon, it's sea salt, it's lemon juice, and some spices. Is that about it?
That's correct. There's nothing else. We're not adding any water to the lemons or any type of citric acid. Obviously, as you know, that is created on its own. But when we saw the whole Meyer lemons that were on the market, we realized that oftentimes whole Meyer lemons are sold in water or in additional acid, and that many people don't know what to do with the entire lemon, or that a recipe would suggest that people scrape off part of the lemon and then discard the rest. So we felt there was an opportunity to not only use the entire lemon, but to give cooks an opportunity to cook with the entire lemon as well. So you're correct. It is just Meyer lemon juice, Meyer lemons, sea salt, and spices. That's it.
We have two bottles of If and When. The first is a Moroccan preserved lemon paste, Meyer lemon paste, and then there's the If and When preserved Meyer lemon paste, which contains cumin and garlic. Which one should we start our tasting with?
I think you should start with the Moroccan, and I think you should smell before you taste.
Wow. Oh, it's so aromatic. So we'll taste a bit of the Moroccan. Tom, now you're the winemaker. Kathy, why don't you try some? Now remember, it's very concentrated.
Woof.
And this is savory.
Oh, wow.
It's quite good. Try some? There's spoons for everybody. We have our producers here that are going to try some, too. While we're tasting
wonderful.
This.
And as you said, Steve, just take a little. A teaspoon would be too much if you're not prepared.
You're correct there.
It's really wonderful. How would you use this?
You would use the Moroccan on sweet or savory dishes because it does not contain any garlic. It's made with Tellicherry peppercorns, cinnamon, and a couple of different other spices, Jamaican allspice, etc. So what we tried to do was create a spice that would be very aromatic and very unique, but also very pliable. So we would recommend using it to marinate fish or meat before grilling. It's an excellent base for soups, salad dressing, even cocktails, because as I said, it does not contain any garlic. We also make, for example, around Thanksgiving, an apple pie with a honey butter crust, but in the apples we mix the Moroccan paste with garam masala. So it also pairs very well with different spices.
Oh, that sounds sensational. John Ash and I tasted these this week, and John suggested making a compound butter with one of these and then freezing discs and then melting these over fish or seafood or even pork tenderloin.
That is a great, great idea. Now, we had a barbecue last summer, and I had marinated chicken breasts in the Moroccan paste, and I marinated them in a Ziploc bag. But as it turned out, we did not need all of the chicken breasts for the barbecue. So I just took the Ziploc bag, and I threw it in the freezer. And a week later, I defrosted the chicken breasts with the Moroccan paste on them and put them on the barbecue, and they were terrific. So you're
fantastic.
Right on, John.
Carla,
it's a great idea.
A caller just emailed us a question. Do you remove the seeds from the Meyer lemons before processing the paste?
We do not. We cure the Meyer lemons for such a long time that everything within the lemon, it's almost as if it melts away.
Okay.
Everything cures, and so when we blend the lemon, we are blending the entire lemon itself.
Now we're tasting the cumin garlic. Okay, everybody, hold on to your taste buds. Let me pass this around. Describe this one. This has cumin, garlic. What else is in this one, Carla?
That's all. You're tasting organic Meyer lemons from a family-owned farm on the Central Coast, toasted cumin seeds, and pickled garlic.
Wow, well, this is sensational. This is really great, too. I know you're just introducing these products just in the past several weeks. I think we can get this in Santa Rosa, can't we?
Yes, you can. You can buy it at Miracle Plum on Davis Street.
Right in downtown Santa Rosa, one of the few places, and I think in San Francisco at the Ferry Market building too?
That's correct. At the Farm Fresh to You store within the Nave indoors at the Ferry building in San Francisco. We're delighted. We wanted to launch this product first and foremost in Northern California because that's where we're from, and we believe very much in local products for a local audience. So as we mentioned, we're curing these products within a 50-mile radius of where the lemons are grown on family-owned farms.
And you have a new paste introduced this week or next week?
We do, next week. It's on its way right now from Monterey where we've been curing it. It's a bay leaf black pepper preserve Meyer lemon paste.
Bay leaf black pepper. And that's
correct.
Your third introduction of the lemon paste, and that'll be available at Miracle Plum in Santa Rosa as soon as they get a shipment?
Yes, correct. We've sent samples to them already, and if it passes muster with Gwen, with the owner, she'll be carrying the bay leaf black pepper as well. They've done a beautiful job curating various local products, and we're really honored to be included.
Well, it's a real treat to taste these and to talk with you all the way from Australia, where it's Sunday morning at 6:15 a.m. Carla DeLuca, founder and co-partner of If and When Lemon Pastes, and we're one of the fortunate ones here in Santa Rosa to be able to access these at Miracle Plum on Davis Street in Santa Rosa. Thanks so much for joining us on this live edition of the Good Food Hour, Carla. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks, John. We appreciate it. Enjoy
appreciate
the share.
It. Good talking with you. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and I believe we have one of the chefs that will be demoing here at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair to run us through his wonderful recipe this afternoon, and then we'll start tasting some sweepstakes award-winning wines with Tom Simino from the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Tasting. This is KSRO.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right-hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
If you love to cook, then you know the most complete selection of gourmet housewares is at Hardesty's. For four generations, the Hardesty family has been making the kitchen the best room in your home.
We're all trying to save money these days, and one way to do it is to cook and eat at home. And Hardesty's has all the new ideas in cookware and appliances to make eating in fun with your friends and family. Rotisseries, automatic rice cookers, panini makers, indoor grills, fryers, fondue sets, bread makers, convection ovens, mixers, high-powered blenders, ice cream makers, and of course, espresso machines. People appreciate the love that goes into home cooking, and Hardesty's has 18,000 culinary toys to choose from. From cookware to kitchen tools and gadgets, Hardesty's has it. Hardesty's is your one-stop cookware shop.
Hardesty's on the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in the Farmers Lane Plaza. Online at Hardesty's.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live, absolutely live from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, where the weather is holding pretty good, so I would get up here and have some fun today. A little bit of sprinkles, but that shouldn't detract from our fun. Tom Simino sitting in for John Ash today as we're going to be tasting some sweepstakes award-winning wine. But I want to remind you when you come up to the fair today that you'll be able to experience some of the greatest chefs in Sonoma County. One of them on the line with us is Chef Greg Hallahan. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us today. Great to talk with you. Greg, I have had the pleasure of dining at a number of your restaurants in Sonoma County over the years. Great meals at both Cork's and Stella.
That's right, Steve. Thank you.
Really wonderful. You're going to be doing quite an adventurous dish this afternoon at 2 o'clock here at Cloverdale. Describe what you'll be demoing.
A Peruvian dish called Pollo a la Brava, and a dish that's influenced by the different cultures that have settled there. In this case, you'll see some Asian influence with the soy sauce and some of the cilantro, which is real typical, which is also, the cilantro is very typical in South American cooking. So this chicken, basically, I took the ingredients for marinade. I like to go 24 hours. I like bigger, bolder flavors. In my recipe that I gave you, I do recommend seeding the jalapenos. When I do it for myself, maybe I seed half the jalapenos because I love to have a little heat in there involved.
Well, yeah, we're really having a bad, we're having a real bad connection, Greg. I don't know whether we can continue. Let's do a try another bit. If maybe you could move to another position. We're not getting a good reception on your cell phone.
Okay, I'm going to go out on the back deck then.
Okay.
All right, maybe we'll do a little better there.
That sounds better.
Okay. All right. So just going back, this dish is influenced by different cultures that exist in Peruvia. In Peru, and believe it or not, this dish only came to light around in the 1950s. It basically influenced by a couple of Swiss gentlemen, so that had landed there accidentally and had a restaurant, and so this dish kind of born out of this guy having a stressful catering event and kind of putting stuff together, but decided to do rotisserie chicken. It turned out beautiful. Get a home run, and it became, a staple of that country after that.
It's called pollo.
My paprika, my dried oregano, a little bit of about a teaspoon of kosher salt because the soy carries pretty much a lot of sodium, the jalapenos that are diced, the cilantro, and olive oil, and the lime juice, and I just whisk that loosely, and I split my chicken, my whole chicken in half. I prefer to. It just gets a little bit of caramelization. Although you can leave the chicken whole. And get my oven nice and hot at 400 for about 20 minutes before I even think of putting the bird in there, because I want some good color on that skin. The texture of the skin is real important. Dish.
And then you add what's called verde sauce to that chicken, and it's called pollo a lo brazo, a Peruvian dish that you use some fresh limes in the marinade process. And you'll be demoing that today at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair. Will people be able to get a taste of that finished dish, Greg?
Yeah. So pieces with the sauce on the side. So, yes, you will get a taste of that bird.
Fantastic. We're going to thank Greg Callahan, a great chef of Sonoma County, for joining us for these few minutes at Cloverdale. We're going to take a two-minute break, and then we're going to come back and talk with the Sweepstakes Award-winning sparkling winemaker from the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. We'll be back with him in just 2 minutes. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Time to tune up your heating and cooling system for just $49. And your air conditioner has high voltage electricity running through it? Hi, it's Paul Bigham with 1 Hour Heating and Air. With 26 years in business, I've noticed two ways of thinking. Those that think a system tune-up is simply changing a filter, and those who really don't know it's necessary and put it off. Well, at 1 hour, changing a filter, adjusting gas pressure, and tightening electrical connections are just part of a tune-up. For the procrastinators out there, you end up replacing units twice as often while living with inefficient and sometimes unsafe systems. My tune-up will help keep you safe, utility bills low, and extend the life of your heating and cooling system, all to the tune of only $49. 1 hour heating and air. Call 844-5-TUNE-UP. That's 844-5-TUNE-UP. Or log on to 844-5-TUNE-UP.com.
I don't know about you, but around this time of year, I really start worrying about my parents. I love them dearly, but it's simply become too difficult to care for them at home. I worry about them falling, eating 3 square meals a day, taking their meds, and frankly, about becoming too isolated. That's why I'm so happy that I visited Springfield Place in Petaluma. I've been to other communities and found them to be different. But at Springfield Place, I was greeted by a vibrant and caring staff that felt like family. My parents are so much happier, and they've settled in at Leisure Care. The team there and other residents treat them with dignity and respect. They still have lots of independence, but at the same time, they're very supported by the staff. I no longer worry because I know they're having 5-star fun, eating healthy, exercising, and enjoying social events like live music and dancing. Leisure Care at Springfield Place is the place to be for my parents. Go online to leisurecare.com or call 707-769-3300.
Ready. From the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, Steve Garner, the float has just appeared in front of us, the Cloverdale Citrus Fair in full regalia. There's the queen of the Citrus Fair. She's disembarking from the float. It's all happening and all happening now. Let's celebrate Tom Simoneau. Oh, yeah.
What a sound, eh?
As we taste the award-winning Best of Show sparkling wine from the 2019 Chronicle Wine Competition. And joining us live is the winemaker of this particular wine. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
This is Jonathan Wheeler. I'm Steve Garner, along with Tom Simoneau. Say hello, Tom.
Hey, Jonathan. Good to chat with you, man.
Great to be here.
All right. So we're making our way back from Australia. Now we're in Charlottesville, Virginia, and we're getting closer to California, and we have your beautiful Trump sparkling wine, the Blanc de Blanc 2014, that was grown and produced by you back in Virginia, and it won the Best of Show sparkling wine here at the Chronicle Wine Competition. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm super excited to win that award.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on back in Virginia right now at Trump?
Yeah, not a problem. At Trump Winery, we have about a 1,200-acre property that we're growing stay-grown fruit, and we're growing some Bordeaux varietals as well as the Chardonnay and Pinot Noir for the sparkling wine that you're trying right now.
I think a lot of people don't quite understand that Virginia has quite a wine-growing region with a lot of different wineries that have been producing some pretty spectacular wines for a number of years. How many wineries do you think there are down there in your area?
Well, it's growing every single year, but yes, we are a booming industry. We've got 400-plus wineries right now in Virginia. We're still fifth in the country as far as quantity that we grow, but the focus in Virginia has really been on quality wines and the best possible wines that we can grow in our area.
Right, and your facility is so magnificent. I was looking at the your website. That's how many acres did you say your property is?
We've got about a 1,250-acre property, and it's actually just a few miles down the road from Thomas Jefferson's Monticello, which is kind of a very historic, beautiful part of the country.
And is it the facility? Is it restaurants and hotels? It looked like it was pretty massive.
Yeah, we have. We have 200 acres of vines that are growing all our vinifera varieties. We have a bed and breakfast on the facility, and we have a tasting room with it, where food is served, and it's just a beautiful area to come and visit.
Do you have a tasting room?
Yes, to the tasting room. We have it's open 6 days a week, and people are all the time coming in and just finding what cool wines we're producing here in Virginia.
Well, it's quite remarkable. This was tasted against a field of 23 other candidates, and it was voted not only best of, but also sweepstakes winner. Every year since 2010, Jonathan, I've hosted a show in January featuring the president, vice president of the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission, based in Virginia. And each year, these guys bring out some of the most spectacular and interesting wine representing the 17 states that are part of the Atlantic Wine Commission. And so many of the best wines we've tasted in the past 10, 11 years come from Virginia. What is it about the climate and soil in Virginia that's so outstanding?
Well, I think it's something just unique to us as far as the terroir that we have. We're not, obviously, we're not one of the best well-known wine regions. We're not Bordeaux, we're not Napa or Sonoma, but we're something that's unique and different that's all our own. So, we're still in kind of the infancy stage as far as the wine industry of figuring out what varieties and what grapes are going to produce the best quality wines year after year. And that varies from property to property. And for us, we show sparkling wine really, really well.
Yeah, this Blanc de Blanc is terrific. So it's a 2014. So on the yeast, 4 years, 3 years, what was when you made that? How did you do that?
Yeah, we're doing traditional method jumping wine. So our aging program, it varies. I do four different sparkling wines for us here at Trump. But the one that you're tasting today, the Blanc de Blanc, was 36 months. On the
3 years,
and it disgorged last summer.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, it's terrifically tasty. And if somebody had, I can see why it won Best of Show because it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this. This could be French.
Yeah,
you know,
a great acidity and nice and yeasty. I'm surprised. Did you say it's a Chardonnay and Pinot Noir blend?
Yes. So this is Blanc de Blanc with 100% Chardonnay.
Oh, 100%.
And for us, yeah, it's 100% Chardonnay. And the, like you said, I'll put that up with any you know champagne house in a blind tasting any day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's $34. So Best of Show, $34, probably up against some $75, $100 bottles. So congratulations again, Jonathan.
Well, thank you.
And is this available on the West Coast anywhere?
Well, you know, the easiest way to do it is you can just go on our website and you can order it online and have it delivered right to your house. And we deliver to California and a lot of many other states on the West Coast.
What's the website?
It is www.trumpwinery.com.
There we go.
Can't beat that. And we're speaking with the winemaker himself, Jonathan Wheeler, from beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia. Congratulations on winning sweepstakes at the 2019 San Francisco Chronicle tasting for the 2014 Champenoise Blanc de Blanc Monticello Methode Champenoise.
Methode Champenoise.
It's really a delicious sparkler. Jonathan, thanks so much and congratulations on your success.
Thanks for spending some time
with
us.
Take care.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back. We'll taste some more sweepstakes award-winning wine, and we're going to introduce you to one of the great chefs who's going to be demoing this afternoon in Cloverdale. You will love meeting the chef, I promise you. Steve Garner along with Tom Simino pinch hitting for John Ash today. Live from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, this is the Good Food Hour on KSRO.
If you love to cook, then you know the most complete selection of gourmet housewares is at Hardesty's. For four generations, the Hardesty family has been making the kitchen the best room in your home.
We're all trying to save money these days, and one way to do it is to cook and eat at home. And Hardesty's has all the new ideas in cookware and appliances to make eating in fun with your friends and family. Rotisseries, automatic rice cookers, panini makers, indoor grills, fryers, fondue sets, bread makers, convection ovens, mixers, high-powered blenders, ice cream makers, and of course, espresso machines. People appreciate the love that goes into home cooking, and Hardesty's has 18,000 culinary toys to choose from. From cookware to kitchen tools and gadgets, Hardesty's has it. Hardesty's is your one-stop cookware shop.
Hardesty's on the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in the Farmers Lane Plaza. Online at Hardesty's.com.
It's crab feed season at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves fresh local seafood and American cuisine year-round. Now through March, their popular crab feeds are back with fresh-caught chilled crab, including the Tides' famous mustard sauce, the can't-miss clam chowder, pasta, salad, and French bread. Served from 5 to 9 p.m., reservations are recommended. Make a weekend of it and book a room. Special room rates for crab feed guests. All rooms include a bottle of wine upon arrival and complimentary breakfast. Each room at the Inn at the Tides has a view of the bay. All guests have access to the Whirlpool Spa, sauna, and exercise room. Get your reservations now for the Tides Wharf Restaurant Crab Feeds, only available twice each month through March. Go online to inatthetides.com for more info. Inatthetides.com.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Showers on and off for the weekend, including today, mostly overcast at 52, 49 on the coast, cloudy tonight, low 34. Still some showers maybe for tomorrow at 53, 52 in Bodega Bay, but blue skies expected for Monday at 59 the high. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, Steve Garner on the Good Food Hour with Tom Cimento, the wine guy, guiding us through these beautiful sweepstakes award-winning wines. These are the best of the best from over 6,000 wines tasted at this year's San Francisco Wine Competition, which was held here in Cloverdale just a few weeks ago. You can taste a lot of the double gold ones at 1 o'clock today in Cloverdale. Joining us for the next 15, 20 minutes is Chef Marc-Henri Jean-Baptiste. Don't you love saying that name, everybody, together? Marc-Henri Jean-Baptiste from Maison Porcella, which, believe it or not, is here in Cloverdale, California. Chef, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great having you. And you are a charcutier.
That's correct.
Which means you make the charcuterie,
That's correct, yes.
And how does a charcutier differ from a traditional butcher?
Well, in fact, the butcher just kind of is involved with, like, meats, cuts meats from various whole carcasses into smaller primal portions, versus a charcutier, he's more well-versed, where he does pastry, cooking applications, and then there's also a lot of creation to his meals, where he does catering events and whatnot. So what you typically, I guess, compare it to would be, that we could find here, is kind of a deli, a delicacy, where I'm from in New York, where we had a lot of that. And you'd have a little bit of, prepared meals, a little bit of hams, cooked pâtés, rillettes, and then you'd have also desserts and whatnot. So it's all-encompassing.
A lot of charcuterie.
Yes.
And these can be air-dried, they can be smoked, they can be cured, cooked, all kinds of different applications for these type of products.
That's correct.
And you've brought a beautiful platter full, which we're going to start tasting in just a few minutes. But you're also going to be doing a demo this afternoon in Cloverdale.
Yes. So it's coinciding with the Citrus Fair. I decided to do a citrus risotto. I thought it'd be really nice, especially for this kind of overcast day, to warm our hearts with a nice kind of creamy, rich risotto using some of the citrus that we can find locally here in Cloverdale.
We'll walk us through that recipe in just a few minutes. Tom, what's our next wine?
The next wine is the Sweepstakes Best of Class Rosé, and it's Torkovich Family Wines. It's a Grenache Rosé, 100%. Mm. And these guys are in Winters, California, and this is a terrific rosé. I mean, look at the beautiful color. You know, it's a 18 vintage, so it's just really, I mean, it's brand new. You know, think about it. It was on the vine last September, October, and looking at that beautiful salmon color, the nose, Grenache just turns out to make a very, very fine rosé. Rosés are probably one of the hottest categories in white wine, in the white wine, cold wine, I guess I should say, category. With spring coming up, everybody's going to be on the patios looking for this style of wine. And this Torkovich Family Wines, total family, the owner winemakers, son and daughter, Luciana Torkovich and Chris Torkovich, worked around the world making wine in Australia, you know, in Argentina. I mean, she actually worked at Silver Oak for a while.
Wow.
And a lot of their different wines, kind of Rhone style, they're up in Winters. They've got a tasting room up there. And a lot of their wines are Rhone style, reds and whites, all American oak aged and such. And this would be a a winery if you're, you know, touring up in that area this summer. It's not that far from here, really. When you, it's like 35 miles west of Sacramento, so it's right, really right here. But I had never heard of it. And how about the taste of this?
It's a marvelous. It's what do you really think,
nice.
Chef?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's got that nice ruby color, and it's a great texture. Really, it's a good. It's a good all-around wine, I'd say.
And would probably pair nicely with some of these pâtés.
I think it'd go really well with the duck of l'orange that I do.
Duck I think the ducks are flying over. It just
it'd be a duck of l'orange with the coriander. I think it works very. I think it'd work very well with that.
Yeah, it's got this little bit of strawberry in here. Nice mouthfeel. You know, sometimes when they're this young, I mean 18, sometimes they're a little bracing. But this one, the lushness of the fruit really can carry this. You know, with your, it's not something that you're going, oh, I got to throw something in my mouth immediately. You know, a little, I think your charcuterie would be great with this, or cheeses, olives, you know, just on the patio.
Well, it's a marvelous wine. It's the Turkovich Family Wines 2018 Rosé of Grenache from Yolo County, California. And that's Turkovich, a terrific wine. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll taste some of the great pâtés from the Maison Porcella here in Cloverdale. And sitting in with Tom Simoneau and me is Chef Marc-André Jean-Baptiste, the owner of this great new company. This is the Good Food Hour live at Cloverdale Citrus Fair. It's KSRO.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Heat up the month of February in style with the hottest sale around this President's Day weekend. Where? At your favorite place to shop, Montgomery Village Shopping Center. Enjoy a great day shopping at the most distinctive stores north of the Golden Gate at this incredible three-day sale this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. All your favorite shops will have clearance prices on everything imaginable. Home furnishings and accessories, men's and women's clothing, beauty supplies, books, shoes, and more. So heat up your February in style and find hot bargains from all the great stores at the three-day sale this President's Day weekend at your favorite shopping center, Montgomery Village. Remember, shops are open Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday 11 to 5, and President's Day 10 to 6. Montgomery Village, conveniently located on Farmers Lane and Highway 12 in Santa Rosa. Oh, by the way, the three-day sale happens rain or shine. See you there.
This President's Day, save big during their gigantic President's Day sell-a-thon at every Hansel dealership. Huge factory incentives on an enormous inventory of newly arrived 2019 models, plus giant markdowns on the remaining 2018 models. Looking for a fully reconditioned pre-owned vehicle? All our vehicles go through a 129-point inspection and are handled with care until it's like new. With over 700 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, it's never been a better time to buy. Zero down, zero interest, low monthly payments are all available with approved credit. The North Bay's biggest selection. The sale is on at all 9 Hansel dealerships. Hansel BMW, Hansel Acura, Hansel VW, Hansel Subaru, Hansel Ford Lincoln, and Hansel Mazda on Corby Avenue in Santa Rosa. Or Hansel Toyota, Hansel Honda, and Henry Curtis Ford in the Petaluma Auto Plaza. The Hansel President's Day Sell-A-Thon. Presidential savings on thousands of new and used cars. Get more details on GoHansel.com. Hurry, this sale ends. Close of business President's Day Monday, February 18th. Don't miss it.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Drive Away in Luxury drawing on February 22nd, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $30,000 in prizes in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, it is the KSRO Good Food Hour, celebrating 32 years, bringing you the best in food and wine throughout California and the country. From Sydney, Australia to Cloverdale, we bring it to you. Tom, what's our next sweepstakes best of?
It's the best white wine category. It's the 2017 Castello de Amarosa Chardonnay Reserve, Napa Valley. For those of you who've been over to the castle over in Calistoga, you know what Castello de Amarosa is, just a stunning, stunning property. And they've been making some fabulous wine. It's not just a kind of a Disneyland kind of an idea. It really isn't. It's Brooks Painter is the director of winemaking, mm-hmm. and Peter Valeno is the winemaker at the castle. Yeah. And this particular Chardonnay, I mean, look at it, beautiful golden color. It's barrel fermented, 100% malolactic, rich fruit, classic California, but it has a good enough acidity.
Yes.
So, Chef, as we talk about food and wine, the brightness of this particular wine, 17 vintage, will go very well with a lot of different things that we have that you've brought with us, I think.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's a well-balanced wine. It's got that nice oakiness that you typically find in California wines, but not so overpowering where it just, you know, takes over the palate. And I think this with, you know, pork rillette that I do, which is 100% natural pork that I find through Stone Valley Farms in Alamo, California, I think it'd go really well with that.
You know, this terrific bottle, it's $50 a bottle, so it's not cheap. Comes with this it's dipped wax top, which is a little crazy if you're a bartender trying to get that baby open. But those things do drive me crazy. But I got it open earlier today so I could bring it up. It'll be easy to open here. Really, the richness and the full flavor to this is really, I can see why it stood out with the, because in the Chardonnay category, there's a lot of Chardonnays at that, competition, at the Chronicle competition. Delicious.
And I think, well, you've been to the castle.
Yes, as I was telling you off air, that one of my friends, his family, knows the proprietor, and they brought us over there when they were building it, and it was quite impressive, and especially the story of how they brought, you know, stonemasons back from Italy just to specifically make the stones to build it. Was
to cut the stones?
Yes,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Really, you see the moat. You see the drawbridge. You see the five towers.
Yeah.
You see the defensive ramparts. You see the courtyards. You see the chapels. You see the stables, the armories. There's even a torture chamber.
I know,
that's my favorite part.
They take you down. I've done a tasting down there, and they kept going down and down and down, and I'm going like, man, we better not have an earthquake.
There's like 100 rooms.
Yeah,
total.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Honestly, if that weren't enough, the wine is also
the wine is killer.
I know. You know, go for the torture chamber. Stay for the Chardonnay. The Castello de Amarosa in Calistoga. It's really remarkable wine.
It is.
Chef, would you guide us through this beautiful platter of charcuterie that you brought? What's on the plate?
Absolutely. So to start off, I do a Parisian-style ham. This is a ham that I make myself. Again, sourced from Stone Valley Farms in here in California. It's lightly brined and then cooked for slowly cooked for 12 hours. Afterwards, we have pâté grand-mère, which is a grandmother pâté, so to speak. And that's a chicken liver, a little cream, a little bread, and cognac. And then we have a rillette, which is light, slow cooked for 6 hours pork in its own fat. So that's what classifies rillette, is always cooking in the animal's own fat. And that's finished with a little goose fat, some thyme, and bay leaf.
Well, everyone that is listening to us is saying, where can I get some of this? Where can I try this?
Well, actually, we've got this great partnership with Sam Bilbro, the owner of Idlewild in Healdsburg, just off of the Plaza, 132 Plaza Street. He allows us to do a pop-up events while we're starting a workout.
Is Idlewild a tasting room?
Yes, that's correct. So we do pop-up events every Fridays from 4 to 8 while we're trying to find a permanent location.
And do you have plates, different dishes?
Actually, so he does. His wines are very Italian focused. He's one of the only people that do Italian oriented wines. So we do kind of tastings with his wines, as well as you can come in and order detailed pieces of, like, you know, if you wanted a half a pound or a quarter pound or a couple slices, or you can call ahead and just, you know, have specialty orders for your, you know, wine tasting.
So you can specialty order this, like a plate like this?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah. I mean, everybody out there, you need to... You do have a website that you can send people to? Because people need charcuterie plates go so well with tastings. Absolutely. But a lot of times they're like really cheese-oriented, and there's nothing wrong with that. But these meats, I mean, wow, the pâtés and oh, my God.
Thank you.
And your ham.
Thank you.
Outstanding. So where would they go?
So they go to www.maisonporcella, and it's M-A-I. SONPORCELLA.com.
MaisonPorcella.com for information about you. Do caterings too?
Yes, do.
Okay. Chef, we'll be right back. Tom, we have a red wine to try when we come back.
And here comes the band.
And here comes the band. Hey, I love it. Because we're at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair. It is the Good Food Hour on KSRO. Steve Gardner, Tom Simoneaux, and special guest Chef Marc Henri is sitting on. He'll be having a demo this afternoon at 2 o'clock that you don't want to miss. This he'll be beautiful risotto that he'll be making for the attendees at the fair. You hear the band in the background. We're live. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk. KSRO.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ's Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ's Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 28 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now's the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle, or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 28 years in business is right in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com.
Reed's, Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Now accepting consignments.
Relive the making of America at this year's Cloverdale Citrus Fair, President's Weekend, February 16th through the 19th. Rain or shine, Friday is Seniors Day, Saturday, Parade Day, Sunday, Family Day, and Monday, Kids Day. Enjoy the carnival with pay one price daily for unlimited rides, orange juicing contests, award-winning wine tasting from the SF Chronicle competition, and the Grand Citrus Exhibit Hall. Live music all weekend. More info at CloverdaleCitrusFair.org.
Starting Tuesday, February 12th, tune in to Women Talk Biz from noon to 12:30 twice a month. It's a show for women hosted by Vicki DeArmond and me, Michelle Marquis. You'll hear women experts on topics that you need to know to run your business and live your best life. We'll talk with women authors, business owners, and motivators. Boost your day by taking your lunch with Vicki and me, two Tuesdays a month from noon to 12:30 on KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, and I have the honor of introducing you to Cloverdale's first and only charcutier. I don't think there's ever been anyone that has made these beautiful handmade charcuterie than you, Chef. So thank you for joining us on the show.
Absolutely.
And introducing you to our audience. Our final wine, Tom.
Well, let me just say this. We certainly are not slumming it here in Cloverdale today. This is unbelievable.
This is Chef Marc-Henri Jean-Baptiste's company is Maison Porcella, M-A-I-S-O-N-P-O-R-C-E-L-L-A. You have a website. People can get
Absolutely.
Information to get in contact with you.
Yeah.
What do we drink, Tom?
The sweepstakes winning red wine is St. Anne's Crossing 2016 Zinfandel, and this one is Dry Creek Valley, and it's called The Ranch. This is a big, beautiful, full-flavored Zin. Mm. I'm sure we have one of these, maybe the... is that a beef pate that you've got there? Which
there's a chicken liver.
The chicken liver. This would be the one for that. Okay. This is rich, but, you know, not overly done. That's the nice thing about this particular wine. It's, again, the balance.
It's spicy.
Yeah, it should be. Spiciness. Zinfandel. Yeah.
This is good. Mm. And this would be a good pairing with some charcuterie and pate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the spiciness and the richness, I think it'd go well with the, as you said, the chicken liver. Even the Riette as well, it goes...
There's just that tiny bit, you were talking spiciness, there's a little bit of like that good fruit-forward character mm-hmm. that Zinfandel has. Not a sweet sweetness, but a sweet fruit character.
And the winemaker of this wine is a local Sonoma County guy. He started making wine with his dad in the garage.
Chris Barrett.
Yeah.
And you probably remember Chris because back
sweepstakes.
In 2012, he won two sweepstakes with
the
Pezzy King the same year.
Yeah, at Sonoma County Harvest Fair.
Yeah, he won with his Zin and with his late harvest wine.
And this is a winery that's out in Kenwood, Glen Ellen, isn't
it? It's the old Blackstone, and before that it was, what's the Merlot producer over there? St. Francis.
Yeah.
That was the original St. Francis winery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right there on Route 12.
Well, this is just masterful. It's a really wonderful wine, the St. Anne's Crossing 2016 Zinfandel. And was this voted best red wine?
Best red wine. And it's $36 a bottle. Yep.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. This is really delicious if you like Zinfandel. This is from Dry Creek Valley.
Yep. And it's called The Ranch, and you can taste them here today starting at 1 o'clock, right? Isn't that when the tasting begins?
Yes, 1 o'clock's the wine. It's a separate admission if you want to do wine tasting. There's the fair admission, but this is a little additional cost.
You don't have to drive all the way to San Francisco to taste these.
Because going to Fort Mason today and trying to park for the Chronicle tasting, I don't know whether it's sold out or not. You'd have to go online and see.
I'll bet you could still... But, I mean, there are going to be thousands of people.
But it's going to cost you $90, $95 also, plus parties.
So
come to Cloverdale and have some charcuterie.
You know, for $5 or $8 admission and a few dollars of glasses of wine, I think you'll do pretty well. So we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you, Chef, for sitting in with us. How long have you been open with your Marcello?
We've been open for 6 months. So we just started.
Brand
I actually
new.
Just moved here with my wife and I from Paris. We moved here 8 months ago, so we didn't waste any time, and we were going to get things going. Cause
so he Googled, Northern California, and Cloverdale came up.
Yeah.
So he moved here from Paris.
Well, it's great to have you in Sonoma County, and I'm sure you feel like-minded folks live here as far as the appreciation of artists and producers and support of local agriculture.
Absolutely, and that's why I came here because, working in these Michelin star restaurants, all my great produce came from California, and I said I needed to come here.
Well, thank you for being here. It's wonderful to meet you today. And make sure that people see you this afternoon. Is it 2 o'clock?
That's correct. 1 o'clock.
Oh, is it 1 o'clock? You'll be demoing your citrus-inspired risotto.
Perfect.
For folks today. Thanks for coming in. If you want more information about Chef Marc-Henri Jean-Baptiste, go to his website, Maison Porcella, M-A-I-S-O-N-P-O-R-C-E-L-L-A, and learn all about the great charcuterie that he makes with his passionate family and friends. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tom, for bringing us these swell wines.
You bet. This was a fun morning.
Come to Cloverdale and enjoy the day. Coming up next, following the news, At the Table with Clark Wolf. We'll be back in the studio next week with Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K23 3CM Petaluma. K27 HCD KSRO Santa Rosa.
Powerful Catholic clergyman. Now he can no longer perform priestly duties. He was defrocked after a Vatican investigation.